This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Good on you, Belinda. Thank you for the 9 o'clock news. And Belinda will be back just ahead of Saturday morning at the footy with the 10 o'clock news bulletin. Rob Drewitt, nice of you to join us.
Thank you.
Yeah, what have you been doing out there? Chatting to Sue.
Yeah. Well, there was a plant that started to grow on the balcony of an apartment complex I've got in Scarborough.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a weed at first. I thought, oh, I'll pull that out. And I thought, oh, it doesn't look too bad. And then it's got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I thought, oh, it looks quite nice. And I thought, oh, I better check with Sue and find out what it is before it, you know, gets too big.
It's called a rose.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but... It was the same balcony that I found $50 on too.
Did you?
Yeah, I was pulling out another weed, and there's $50 behind it.
Yes,
so you're going to have a rash of calls now saying that people walking down Scarborough, down Edge Hill Street in Scarborough, and $50 went flying up in the air and landed on the balcony. It's amazing.
Anyway, happy Easter, my friend.
Thank you, and what wonderful weather. Great time of the year. And very nice to have a bit of a break.
Are you going to have much open over the weekend? Because people are on holidays.
Generally,
holidays too, of course.
Don't have home opens over Easter unless there's new stock just come on. I've sold a heap actually, so I need some listings after Easter. So no, don't have any home opens, but a few inspections today.
Good, okay. And our very very special guest, who's come in at reasonably short notice, and we thank you for that, is Laura Leveson from M Residential. How are you, Laura? And happy Easter to you.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, and happy Easter to you too.
And how are things going in your neck of the woods? M Residential, of course, are property managers, and well, they're not just property managers; they are award-winning. Property
they
manager.
Are. They're the most award winning property are. Manager in Australia, I think you are, aren't
thank
you?
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
The best.
Are there
best.
Any awards you haven't won?
I'm sure there are.
Brownlow
some
Medal?
Out there.
Brownlow Medal, yeah, that's right. Victoria
Hang on,
Cross.
That's on my list.
Well, you never know the way things are going.
Yeah, that's right, with the footy. Women's footy.
Yeah. So give us a call on 9221882, and we have, thanks to Gemmell Homes, who are the sponsors of this program, and we thank Craig Gemmell. He stands behind every home he sells, of course. Craig's over in Melbourne for the big blockbuster on Monday between Geelong and the mighty Fighting Hawks, who are not so mighty and not so fighting at the moment, but there you go, should be a good game. So we'll have a chat to Craig probably next week, because he's busy this weekend, but he has not been too busy to once again organise a $100 voucher with our friends at Stratco. So it's a Stratco voucher, thanks to Gemmell and Stratco, for one of our callers. You must call us and talk to us to qualify for the draw. By all means, you can send us an email to harvey@6pr.com.au or a text 19999677, but just talkie-talkie for the prizey-wisey.
Great opportunity to ring in today and ask Laura a tricky property management question.
Yeah, I love those.
Well, it is a multifaceted and very interesting part of your of the property landscape, isn't it? And when you think about it, I suppose, Rob, am I correct in saying this, that you need to go through a course, you need to be a qualified real estate agent, right? So Rewa's got a course for that. But also, you've also got a course, haven't you, for property managers.
Yep.
So that underlines
you have to be registered.
Real importance of your part of the industry, Laura.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Someone can't just go and sit in front of a desk looking after a portfolio of properties and know what the rules are, what the legislation is.
It would be disaster.
It would be.
I mean, it's so complex, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
The amendments, there's been a few recent amendments to the Residential Tenancies Act. It's just ongoing, isn't it? The legislative side of things. Compliance is a very big issue now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And a lot of, I guess, potential for landlords to get themselves into trouble if they don't comply with a lot of new legislation that's been coming in, say, in the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's right. And if they don't keep themselves educated, they lose sight and they don't know, and that's when issues happen, and that's when you see tenants and owners in court.
Exactly. And, of course, the courts are very busy at the moment,
they
I understand.
Are.
Yes, with, I guess, a little bit of an upswing in defaulting tenants, which would be, I guess, a product of a very slow rental market, perhaps not quite as good a checks being done, particularly by private landlords, not able to do those checks that we have with the national tenant databases and putting tenants in that perhaps aren't as good as they should be. And as a result, the courts are very busy at the moment with defaulting tenants.
We all know that from a sales point of view, the property market is, still kind of bottomed out a bit, hopefully gradually improving, but it's still a soft market. There's no two ways about that. As far as your side of it's concerned, it's still very much in favour of people renting rather than landlords in regards to how much rent, you can achieve for your clients?
Look, with regards to the rent that they're achieving, the rents have definitely scaled backwards as well. So
just a little bit?
Yeah. it's been a little bit of an eye-opener for investors out there where they've had to sort of re-evaluate, what they need to do with the property because they're not making as much money as what they were previously making on rent.
But what it does show, even in this very soft market, and you'd say probably the softest market we've had certainly in our careers, in fact, probably even more so, I started a long time ago, say back in the recession of the early 90s, and it's a tougher rental market now. But what it does show, if you meet the market, you are able to rent your property. So it's not like in some sectors of real estate, say industrial, if there's a massive oversupply of industrial land and the business sector isn't looking for it, you're in the wilderness for 12, 18 months, 2 years. But with residential, you meet the market, you will be able to rent your property. It won't be the rent you want, but you'll be able to rent it.
Yeah, I mean, we've had properties where we're getting 7, 8 applications in. If it's priced right, it will go, and there's people out there in the market. It just needs to be priced right.
Do you find that there are some of your clients, and by the way, we'll get to you, Sharia Forestfield, in just a tick, but do you find that there are some clients who are achieving a certain rent on their property, and up comes the contract for renewal, and the tenant's quite aware of the state of the market, saying, well, we're not going to pay $380 a week for this, we'll pay $350. Do you find that that's happening, and do you find that your clients are resisting that and saying, well, wait a minute, we think it's worth the $380, we're going to stick to that?
Yeah, with that, it's a matter of educating our landlords so tenants know where the market's at. Of course, we know where the market's at.
Yeah, of course.
So, it's up to us as property managers to educate our client to say, look, in this current market, here are some statistics. This is what other similar properties are currently renting for. And then working out, should this tenant vacate, that's the likely rent you're going to receive anyway, then you've got your expenses of marketing, renewing, loss of rent between tenancies. Once you start adding all of that up, they're actually better keeping that tenant.
Do you realise that we've got the paparazzi in here?
I just thought you might a photo for your, you might tweet it.
Or you
might put it out there on Facebook or something. You're on the air.
You won't be taking my photo for a week.
No, I thought about that, having the two of you, but I thought, perhaps not. You're a bit camera shy at the moment.
Just a little bit.
A little bit too good looking.
I know, that's the problem. That's why I decided to disfigure myself for a little while. Thank you very much. Indeed, Laura, that's very nice of you. Albeit ridiculous. Cherie Forestfield. Hello, Cherie.
Hello.
Hi, Cherie.
Now, this is a bit of a tricky one. We subdivided and strata titled a property in Forestfield 12 years ago. We didn't formally sell the block to a family member. So, and now the house has to be sold. It's in our name still. Do you know the best way of organising... tax-wise, I suppose, I want to know.
So there's two. There are actually two titles.
Yes.
So is it like a duplex, is it?
No. There's a house behind a house, two full houses.
Yep. So that would, and it would be strata titled, I imagine.
Yep.
That's what we do call a duplex. Two places on the one title. It would most likely be build strata, or is it survey strata?
Survey strata.
Survey strata. Right. That means that on the strata plan, it doesn't show the buildings, but you've got individual titles, so you can sell. Do you want to sell both properties or just one of them?
Just one.
Okay. So. When you say there's a house at the front and there's a house at the back.
That's correct.
Yeah, I see. Okay. Well, and who were you living in it as your principal residence?
No, we live at the front house, and a family member was living in the back house.
I understand what you mean.
The build of the house.
Yes.
And they paid us for the land, but it was never formally sold.
I understand where you're coming from now.
We had to formally sell it.
Correct. Yes, so, most likely, because it's technically an investment property.
Yes.
Potentially, you might have a capital gain. Yes, particularly, so as you said, it was, what, some 12 years ago or something.
Yep.
There's been quite a gain in property over that period. Need to get some good tax advice on that. If you've got separate title, I'm not trying to give you tax advice, but I would think you may very well trigger a capital gains tax. You would, and it would be worked out on the basis of